This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Forgotten Holocaust by Scott Mariani, read by William Rycroft.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
They are going, they are going. The Irish are going with a vengeance. Soon, a Celt will be as rare on the banks of the Liffey as a red man on the banks of the Hudson. The London Times, 1847. Could not anyone blow up that horrible island with dynamite and carry it off in pieces? A long way off. Alfred Lord Tennyson. Prologue. County Cork, Ireland. May the 29th, 1846. It had been raining all morning, but now the sun shone brightly over the fields. Other than the gentle breeze that rustled the crops, all was still and silent. Beyond the rickety wooden fence, the country road was empty, except for two men approaching on horseback. Any local observing the pair of riders would have been able to tell at a glance that they weren't simple peasants. They made an odd couple. The younger of the two was a tall, broad, self-assured man with a certain air, whose high-bred chestnut hunter was worth far more than any Irish farmer could have afforded. The penal laws had made it illegal for many years.